Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fresh Wind and Fire. I am your host,
Dr. Teresa Graham broadcasting from Fort Worth, Texas on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Monday. I tell you guys, it's truly a blessing to be back with you on today. Just the love on you. The song you heard is Second Chance, amen. That's one of my songs that I've written, beloved, and I tell you, it is truly a blessing to release that song, because we know that the Most High God have given us all a second chance. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Amen. That's something to shout about right there. Now, guys, I don't know what's going on with the static within in the studio today, but please, I pray that, guys, you can hear me, okay? I do apologize for that. So with that said, guys, if you would like to call into the show, you can do so by dialing air code 563-999-3601. And if we have time for you to speak with me, you can press the number one key so that you will be able to speak with me on this topic. What do you see through your spiritual eyes? That's right. What do you see, beloved? We all, as God's children, we must keep our eyes on the mark. Amen. Because when someone sets his eyes on a goal and never takes them off it, he is guaranteed to reach the goal. So what are you allowing your eyes to see today? When you take your eyes off the mark, you end up where you don't want to be. Amen. And so today, beloved, we just got finished on YouTube Live. We was discussing the late Dr. Miles Monroe's book, The Principles and Power of Vision. And really, it's dealing with your eyes, your vision, your dream, your purpose. Amen. Because if you have perfect vision, it will protect you from trying to do everything. Amen. And so, guys, our visions are never equal to our visions at the moment we receive them. Amen. Do y'all believe that? God's will for our lives comes from his own will. That's why he says it is our job to understand, believe, and write down our visions, while it is his responsibility to explain how he is going to accomplish them in his own time. And so vision and provision goes together. Perhaps your dreams are so big they almost frighten you, beloved. You don't see how they could ever come to pass. Let me assure you that your initial apprehension is normal. God often gives us dreams that confound us at first because he wants to make sure we don't attempt to fulfill them apart from him. If we try to do so, we won't succeed, beloved, because the resources won't be available. That's right. Many people who are doing something significant for God in the world are doing it without their own resources because God doesn't want us to depend on our own abilities. Instead, beloved, he wants us to be obedient by putting the visions on paper and then looking to him to generate the funds and other resources that are needed to support his own work. Rest assured, beloved, that God would never give you a vision without provision. The ability and resources are available for whatever you were born to do. Your provision, however, is usually hidden until you act on your vision. Whatever you were born to do attracts what you need to do. Therefore, you first have to establish what you want to do and begin to do it before the need can be met. Now, most of us work in reverse. We like to see the provision before we start, but faith doesn't work that way. When we take action, then God manifests the provision. I want to show you proof that everything you need has been provided for you already. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has already blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." God has already blessed you with everything you need, beloved. Where is it? It is in the heavenly realms and spiritual world. Verse 4 starts out with the word for. When we see that word, we understand that because of the truth of verse 4. Verse 3 is a reality, beloved. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world. Your provision is usually hidden until you act on your vision. What do you see through your spiritual eyes, beloved? God already prepared everything you would need before he created you so that you could do what you were born to do. He knew what you needed because he chose you for your vision a long time ago, beloved. God tells us we don't have to worry about our provision because he has already blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Worry is the greatest sign of doubt in God. If he can put Pharaoh's money into the pockets of the Israelites and take his people into the wilderness loaded down with the gold of the enemy, do you think he can't provide for your need? Amen? What do you think about that? So, beloved, what are you worrying about today? And what do you see in your vision? Whatever God calls for, he provides. Do you believe that today, beloved? God provides for the birds, but he doesn't hand deliver food to their nests. Isn't that so true, beloved? He doesn't do that. But God wants you to know that he has you. He knows what you need. Provision is right for the vision. God is a God of provision. He is Jehovah Jireh, the Most High God who will provide. He provides everything, beloved, but he provides it after you begin to work the work of the vision, in other words. Your obedience to your vision affects not only your life, but also the lives of those who will work with you. This means that obedience to vision is not a private issue. It affects everyone who is supposed to work with you and be impacted by your life. I've talked to my YouTube and Facebook audience today about Martin Luther King. He was very unforgettable. He was very unforgettable because in his spiritual eyes, he had a vision. He had a vision because vision is the source and the hope of life. Amen. And see, sometimes, beloved, you can allow what you see in the natural to stop what God is wanting to do through you. And you cannot do that, beloved. You cannot allow what you see with your natural eyes to stop you from doing what the Most High God have created you to do and be. Amen. You have to live out your purpose. You got to go before God to find out what is your purpose. Amen. Vision is the idea that never leaves you. Amen. And the dream that won't go away. Amen. And so you got to seek God and see what it is that God created you to be and do. Amen. We talk about people who impact the world. We talked about Martin Luther King, amen, and how a group of men supported and helped Dr. Martin Luther King in fulfilling his vision. We all know Dr. King's name, but we hear very little about the men that helped him, amen, even though they were important to his purpose. But guess what? We didn't hear about them. The only person we heard about was Dr. Martin Luther King. And we know that Dr. Martin Luther King could not and would not have fulfilled his vision without the people's help. Amen. And so likewise, we don't know the names of those who helped Moses judge, okay, between the people of Israel. But they were important. They were there to support and help him in the purpose that God had given Moses. Amen. And so, beloved, God will send people to help us. God will bring together private purposes and visions in order to facilitate corporate success. Amen. And so personal vision will always be found within a larger corporate vision. So what are you seeing today? What are you doing today with the gifts and talents that the Most High God have given you? What are you doing? What are you doing? And do you not know, as you begin to look through your spiritual eyes, ask the Most High God to open your eyes up, amen, to let you see your vision, because your vision is just not for you, and it cannot be done by just you. Your vision is going to need other people, amen. Corporate vision is not meant to give you vision, but to stir up your personal vision, amen. And so, guys, what is it that you see? Do you see yourself? Do you know your purpose? Amen. People fail because they don't know what they want to succeed in. And so you have to make it, know what the Most High God have for you. Amen. Our vision, you know, should be about what God wants us to do. Amen. What is your vision? Is your vision to win a city to the Most High God? Amen. Come on. Your vision is to equip people for a work of ministry. Amen. A mission is what undergirds the heart of a vision. It is a general statement of purpose that declares the overall idea of what you want to accomplish. And so, guys, what is it that you want to do? Amen. Jesus Christ Yeshua gave his followers 2,000 years ago, go into all the world and preach the good news. Okay, it is called what? To preach the good news is called a great commission, right? It is the co-mission, the joint or corporate mission of the church. It is every Christian's mission, okay? Amen. And so, guys, what vision and what do you see through your spiritual eyes? What is the Most High God is telling you to do? Are you procrastinating? Are you making excuses as to why you can't go forth and do and be all that the Most High God have created you to be? Don't allow anyone to cause you to think of yourself as ordinary. If anyone makes you feel less than you are, just look in the mirror and say, you original thing, you. You are one of a kind, irreplaceable, original. There is no one else like you on the earth. God made you that way because he wanted you to be unique. Amen? Amen. So, guys, I want you to take time to really seek the Most High God and know that God said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Amen? So you have to grab a hold of that, beloved, and know that. Know that, guys. What are you seeing through your spiritual eyes? Do you know why you exist today? Do you know where you're going at in life? Amen. That's something to think about. Amen. Amen. Our world is filled with people who are busy but not effective or satisfied. They are doing much, expending time and energy, but getting little of value accomplished. That's right. They spend their life working their fingers to the bone and still do not fulfill their purpose, beloved. We got to understand, beloved, that you got to know your purpose. Amen. You got to know your purpose. Amen. Dr. Miles Monroe gave in his book, The Principles and Power of Vision, he gave some questions in his book that we need to answer these crucial questions. And I want to leave them with you before I leave. I just want to quickly say them before we close out today's show. And this is what Dr. Miles Monroe have said. And one thing I love about Dr. Miles Monroe, he was an excellent, powerful teacher. And he knew his purpose because the Most High God showed him his purpose. And so one of the questions he asked was, how can I know what my vision is? The second one is, What do I do if I have multiple interests? The third one was, what are some strategies for overcoming hindrance to my vision? The next one is, how can I set the right priorities for my life? The next one is, what should I do when others criticize my dreams? And the last one is, how can I make my vision a concrete reality? And so, beloved, I tell you, all of these questions that he has given you, six questions Dr. Miles Monroe wrote in his book. These are questions that we need to ask ourselves, beloved. Do you know what your vision is? What do you see through your spiritual eyes today? What are you watching and spending time watching all day long? That's something you need to ask yourself in order for you to live and fulfill your God-given destiny. No matter where you are in life and regardless of how old or young you are, it can be halftime for you. You can reset your life strategies and focus on fulfilling your purpose. It's never too late for you to fulfill your purpose. Amen? God, he birthed you to the world to be a world changer. Are you becoming a world changer today? Amen? Are you becoming a world changer today? I would suggest, and I'm going to close, for you to go to the Most High God and ask the Most High God to reveal to you, give you spiritual eyes to see your purpose. He did say in Jeremiah chapter 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. So God knows all about you before he placed you in your mother's womb. He already knows what you will be today. Sometimes we struggle and we wrestle with who we are because sometimes we become an identity snatcher. And sometimes we try to take on somebody else's vision because we look at television, and that's what television is telling their vision, and it's not the vision God has for you. So you find yourself frustrated, wrestling, tired, ready to throw in the towel. Because you have so many unfulfilled dreams that it hurts too much to dream anymore. Don't ever allow anyone to cause you to think of yourself as ordinary. Amen? It's time you know your purpose, beloved. It's time you know your purpose because you are meant to do something that will make you unforgettable. We see Dr. King is unforgettable. Amen? Amen? We see that for ourselves. Rahab the prostitute who risked her life for people she didn't even know. She was born to hide Joshua's spies so that the Israelites could defeat Jericho. And so that's in Joshua 2:6. Everyone who reads the Old Testament knows about her act of courage, right? So Rahab is unforgettable. Amen? She's unforgettable. So with that said, guys, we're going to close out. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to Fresh Wind and Fire. What do you see through your spiritual eyes? That is a question that I feel everyone should sit down and really pray about and meditate on God's word to find out what your vision is and what God wants you to do, because too many of us, we bury our dreams, amen, making our dreams a graveyard of God's precious treasure. And so, guys, with that said, we're going to close, but thank y'all so much. Again, share the show with someone. Let them know that Fresh Wind and Fire is on with Dr. Teresa Graham. And guys, we're going to be posting more shows, and we want to try to do at least one a week until we start having live guests and coming on. So just want to come in and check in with you and love on you for a minute. But just know, guys, we're here, and if you have any prayer requests, please leave it under this show, and we will get them and we will pray. Also, join us on YouTube, Dr. Teresa Graham YouTube channel. We are there 4 a.m. every morning with prayer central time. Wednesdays, we're on YouTube at 7 p.m. Central every Wednesday. And then every day, Monday through Friday, we are being taught out of the book of the late Dr. Miles Monroe, The Principles and Power of Vision. So I'm doing a recap of the book. We just finished the book last week. And so we're just doing a recap. I'm taking two chapters and talking about them, just giving a refresher of the book. I mean, this is one powerful book. And believe me, you, Dr. Miles Monroe is unforgettable. So with that said, you go in peace. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Begin to bless God in the sanctuary. Open your mouth, child of God, and begin to pray.